Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we decided to just call this Guerrilla Defense 101. This is not something that we planned on talking about. It just kind of happened, but we've had it. And we're not the only ones who've had it. Let me give you an example. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with me, but I want you to imagine this. So a letter comes into the farm. And no return address on it. And it says, and I'm paraphrasing, I hate it when trolls attack you and Rick Miller on USA Prepares. Trolls like 408 Magenta, 408 Magenta Magenta, and Keith D are ruining this country. Me and my vet buddies are going to hunt them down. What I'm trying to tell you is people have had it. People are now using the tactics by telling these people this is how they're going to respond. Can you imagine receiving a letter like that in the mail with no return address?
Let me tell you a true story. This is a true story. Most people probably know or remember, I grew up in the Philippines. Mom was Indochina Theater working with Alkali Halide, which was Kodak Company, and she ran Indochina. And so they stuck me into Buddhist missionary schools when I was 4 years old. And because I was Caucasian, I got beat up a lot in the Philippines going to school. And that's where I learned how to play martial arts. That's where I learned how to play chess. Old men would sit on the corners and play chess, and as a little boy, I would compete with them. What happened was, in junior high, I got myself a little bit of a reputation being a tough hombre on the football field. And so in high school, my first day of high school as a freshman, here I am going into high school. It was third period, first day of school. I'm in the showers naked, and it's all wet from the previous class when the bully came up to me and said, he was twice my size, physically, twice my weight, and he was a monster, and he came up and he said, I hear you're some kind of a tough hombre, and I just looked at him, and I knew immediately that I could not take him. Weight matters. It doesn't matter how good you are, you know, weight is the bottom line. And so he tried to get me into a fight, and I looked around. It was wet. There's no way anybody would get out of there without getting hurt. So I just stood there, and he hit me in the face. Bullies normally in younger ages don't even go to that place first. He hit me in the face, and then he called me chicken and turned his head. When he turned his head and started walking away, what I did was the unexpected. I picked up a baseball bat and I broke his head open. And what happened next was I was expelled the first day of high school. 2 weeks later, when I was back in school and he got out of the hospital, he got me out in the parking lot, and he was so big he could pick me up with one hand, and he picked me up And he said, I'm going to do you. And I just looked at him and said, you better do a really good job or I'm going to get you again. And he thought about it, put me down, and I was never bothered by bullies again. And all of the bullies in high school respected my unexpected responses. I was not going to fight them. I would take them down one way or another. And if I couldn't do it this way, I would do it that way. I had no fear anymore. And what happened is bullies respect people that are not afraid of them. And it has nothing to do with strength.
Okay. So we've had bullies for a long time. When I was in elementary school, we had, you know, a couple large guys that they liked pushing people around. But it wasn't really serious. It was no fun. But it really wasn't serious. And a bunch of us stood up to them and, you know, one at a time and just decided that we would not take it anymore. But that happened. But now it's a different level. So there's a story about this bullying. It's a tragedy. It's on the Internet. You can search it. And so there's a 13-year-old boy who was in school in California. The Landmark Middle School in Moreno, California. This happened just like a day or two ago. And this boy, whose name was Diego, he was sucker punched in the face by one boy, and then right after that hit in the side of the head by another boy, he fell over. And the attack was so vicious, these two sucker punches, so vicious that he was hospitalized and died. And, of course, the school says it's a tragedy, and yes, it is. But here's what's happened. You know, when I was in school, there was no truancy officers. Then we had truancy officers. Then we had school security officers. Now we have armed people, metal detectors, searching of lockers, police dogs, police walkthroughs. We have all this going on in the public training camp because it's out of control. How did it get that way? How did we get such crazy over-the-top violence where people die going to school? And then these mothers and fathers are so ignorant that they will, well, Johnny, it's okay. I mean, they're just bullies. It'll be okay. And then their children end up getting killed going to the public training camp. So why is it that we allow this? Well, I've run for the school board unsuccessfully, as everything I've run for in the corrupt state of Missouri, I've been unsuccessful in achieving, because the system is rigged. But you can gang up on the school board. You can gang up, get all your buddies, your parent friends, men and women, to storm the school board and say, you're going to fix this. You're going to fix it. You've got bullies. You're going to throw them out of school. We're not going to allow this. We're not going to pay taxes to pay you guys to do a miserable job of protecting our children. This is a learning environment. You're going to fix it or we're going to remove you. That's what you do. Well, so this boy got sucker punched and died by bullies. So there are all kinds of bullies. There are bullies who use Facebook, and they say to this young teenage girl, this impressionable girl, she's funny looking. She's ugly. We don't like her. And they do it enough so that the child hangs herself or shoots herself, kills herself. It's going on all the time. And it has to stop. So what we're talking about is guerrilla tactics. So I think if you know who the bullies are, you can send them a letter. Just like that letter I told you about. You can send them a letter and you can say, You're a bully. And we're waiting for you. You don't have to sign it. You're a bully, and we're waiting for you. Send it to their house. See what happens. You're a bully, but there's more of us. We know where you live. That's all you have to do. Do that a few times. Do it for a couple weeks. Unsigned. Don't tell anybody you're doing it. Just do it. And you know what? I'll bet you, you get results. And I'd love to hear about it. So if you decide that you're going to use some of these guerrilla tactics for defense against these miserable bullies, let me know how it works. I told you that I got a call from a guy who wants to kill. He said, I couldn't believe it. He said, I want to kill him. I'm going to hunt him down. I'm going to kill him. Because it bothers me the way he talked about your mom. My mom. One of our students, somewhere in the world, wants to hunt down these bullies who have attacked my mom. My mom has never been on the radio with me. Neither has my dad. Neither of our children. Neither is Mrs. Finelli. But yet, they seem to get attacked. What kind of a sycophant does that kind of thing? That's the bully. That's the peeping Tom. That's the pervert. That's the parasite. And you got to ask yourself, what good do they bring to the world? What good does a bully bring to the world? I want to know. Can you think of anything, Rick?
Well, the key is a bully is doing it because he's afraid. Always remember, it's coming from a place of fear, so he's trying to put it back in someone else. And once you understand that, you can have pity for him. My friends that were nerds mostly would come up to me and say, this guy is going to beat me up and I'm afraid. And I would go up to the bully and I'd say, you know, as a special favor to me, would you leave Don alone? He's peeing his pants. He's afraid of you. You don't need to do that. As a favor for me. They always respected the fact that I was smarter, and they would get them by them not expecting a baseball bat or something where I had no fear, because bullying is like being blackmailed. It is the little death, and there is no way back home. If someone ever tried to blackmail me, I have no fear of going down and taking them with me so they and others will think twice the next time they try to blackmail or bully me. That's what I learned as a child in the Philippines.
Rick, one of our boys decided he wanted to, he'd been homeschooled all his life. He'd never been to the public training camp, never. Not kindergarten, not elementary school. And when we moved to Missouri, he said, you know, I'd like to try public school for high school. I'd like to see what it's like. And my wife and I talked about it, and we said, sure. If that's what you want to do, sure. When we come back, I'll tell you what happened. So he went to public school as a freshman in high school. First time he ever went to school. And boy, did he get picked on by these tough farm bullies. Boy, did he get picked on. You won't believe what happened.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. So, Rick, all of our children were homeschooled, and as part of their education, we enrolled them in karate classes. So they all went to karate classes for 5 years, 3 times a week, 3 hours per class. And one night per week was fight night, and all of our children would fight once a week with those students in their same rank. So when they were white belts, they would fight white belts. When they were green belts, they would fight green belts. When they were blue belts, they'd fight blue belts. When red, they'd fight red. And they were black, they'd fight black. Two of our children reached the rank of second degree black belt. So you become black belt, and then you can continue on to get higher degrees in black belt. Well, all of our children participated in the local area, you know, the town or city fights with, you know, other karate clubs or units, if you will. And they all participated in, you know, like the local championships, the county championships, the state championships, the regional championships with like 6 states. And they all participated in the national. They qualified to participate in the national championship at Disney Wide World of Sports.
So I was 16 when I first became homeless.
One of our children took third place in the nation. Well, he's the guy that wanted to go to the public training camp as a freshman. And when he got there, the farm boys here in Missouri had this test. And they just push you around, and they're just miserable little thugs. And they've decided at this time that they were going to show our son where his position was in the pecking order. Well, he would come home from school, and I'd say, hey, how's your day? And he'd put his head down. I said, what's going on? And finally, after a bunch of days, he told me that it was really no fun because he was just being bullied. And so I called the principal, and I drove down with Mrs. Finelli, and I said, listen, I just want to tell you that I'm not here to complain, but I just want to tell you that a bunch of your students are really bullying and pushing around our son. And I'm not asking you to do anything. I just want you to know that at some point he's going to lose his temper. And he's going to hurt them. He's going to beat them up. And I'm not kidding. And so then I met with the same day I met with the superintendent. She was in the same building. And I said the same thing. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm just telling you that some of your students are going to get hurt because they are pushing around my son. And he's going to lose his temper. And one day, he was in the boys' room, and these three thugs were pushing him around, you know, shoving him from person to person to person. And our son said, it's okay, as long as there's only three of you. Because on fight night, he was used to fighting three or four at a time. And he was taught that when you have multiple attackers, you don't let them get behind you. You go to the corner, and you fight from the corner. Nobody gets behind you. And one day, and they thought he was kidding. One day, the biggest bully in the school sucker punched my son. And within like seconds maybe, my son hit him once and put him down once. And he really hurt this bully. Really hurt him. And he came home, and I said, so how was school? I had his head down. He said, I got suspended. I said, well, good. That, you know, that's great. I'm really glad. And he told me what happened. Because our children were told, if this ever happens, you never let them up. They don't get up. There's no second. They don't get up to hit you again. You take them out. And that's what he did. And you met our boys. And did they look menacing to you? When you stayed at the house with them, you've seen them in action. Did they look like they were bullies to you, Rick?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the bottom line. Bullying must stop. They're like blackmailing. It is a way of trying to take control of one person over another.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Alan in Indiana, you're up next. Please stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing continues on Capitol Hill under what is arguably one of the most famous phone calls ever made, as it concerns President Trump speaking to the President of Ukraine and asking him to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Opening a House hearing today, California Democrat Adam Schiff said that the July phone call betrayed the president's oath of office.
Our president sacrificed our national security and our Constitution for his personal political benefit.
Republicans, like the ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, say it's Democrats who are looking for political gain by falsely claiming the president committed an impeachable offense.
This latest gambit by the Democrats to overturn the people's mandate is unhinged and dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Ramps here. Alan in Indiana, welcome. You're on with Doc Ramps.
Can you hear me?
5x5, just fine.
I was calling about Professor James McKinney.
Yeah.
And pertaining to a wing generator.
Yes.
He's making units 2, 3, 5, 10, and 50 kilowatt hours. And basically, he was in a world science contest last year, and he came in second place for producing water from air, actually. And he uses wind generator and a dehumidifier that was made in India that would produce water out of air, but it needed a lot of electricity. And he used one of his wing generators to produce electricity for it. And he's actually a professor. He taught at Cornell University for 3 years, and he taught their football team. I think 98% passed their mathematic tests. And but he ended up going on to other things. I was wondering if you looked at his website.
I did. You called in earlier this week, and I did. And, you know, he's got this paywall where you've got to pay to read more. And I did not see another way of continuing, so I gave up. I know that he's on. I hear some strange noises in the background. I know that he is a frequent guest of John Moore, a friend of ours, and also a USA Prepares instructor. I know he's on the air with him quite often. I could not get past the paywall, so and I wasn't going to pay for it. So, and I don't.
Well, so, if you scroll down his website on the left side, he has a video on the wing generator, and on the right side, and that stuff was for free.
There's lots of technology out there now to extract water from air, and this is something that everybody should know. Because it's not just this guy's technique, but there's lots of different ways to do it. And it is essential now that everybody begin to think about this, because water is going to become the first important issue after money collapses. It's not going to be about food. Food's next, but it'll be about water and the cleanliness and clean of water. And when you can pull water in a desert out of the air rather than trying to dig it out of a cactus or the ground, you're going to have a 50% increase in your survival coefficient right out of the gate. There's lots of ways of pulling water out of air.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question about the wind generators or about extracting water from air that you'd like Rick's comments on?
Well, I think distillation. I can't pronounce the word. To distill
distillation.
Water.
Distillation.
Yeah. To distill water. I think it's important also to get all the chemicals out of it.
Well, you get everything out except often some of the creepier, smaller things like radioactivity. Distillation works really good right up to certain particle sizes, and then you have some serious problems. Like, how do you clean strontium-90 out of your water?
Right.
Distillation isn't going to do it, but there are protocols on how to do that next. One of the cleanest ways to do water is to pull it from the ground, because the ground is basically an exceptional filter. And other than Flint, Michigan, and all the, what are they pulling out of the water now? It's just in Michigan, it's just unbelievable how terrible the drinking water is. Everybody should have some kind of a protocol for testing water, simple water testing. Matt Stein used to have these little kits that he'd have. You can't trust anybody anymore on what they, when they say, yeah, the water's fine, it came out of the faucet. Good luck with that.
Right.
Let's talk about this. Alan, let's talk about this for just a couple seconds. So when you talk about distillation, what we're talking about really is evaporating water. One way of doing it is heating the water and you get steam, and then the steam rises, and then if the steam hits a cool surface, like the lid of a pot that you're boiling water for spaghetti in, the steam hits the lid, which is cooler than the steam. The steam condenses into water droplets, and it drops back down into the pot for reboiling. But if you didn't return those drops of water and you collected them, that would be distilled water. So the heavy molecules do not evaporate. They're left behind, as Rick was saying. So that's distillation. Now, if you have a situation where you need water and you have a piece of plastic, you can scoop out a little hole or depression in the earth, let's say a couple feet wide, and you put a piece of plastic over that, and the plastic has a dip in the middle where it gets lower, and you put a little cup right under that dip in the hole, in the depression. The water that's evaporating will hit the cooler surface of the plastic, if it's in the evening, let's say, and it will drip, drip, drip down into that cup, and you'll be able to get distilled water. So there are a whole bunch of ways of doing this. Now, my interest in what you said was about these wind turbines, because I have a solar system. It works really well when the sun is shining, but at night the sun's not shining. Cloudy days, the sun's not so good. Snow, sun's not so good. Chemtrails, sun's not so good. So what about his wind turbine? You talked about the 2, 3, 5, 10, and 50 kilowatt wind turbines. 50 kilowatts is pretty big. So what do you like about his?
Well, it's more compact. And I think it goes right to AC, and he mentioned that you only use 8-gauge wire on his whole system to run the AC around.
Yeah, as far as I know, all the wind generators are AC. They generate alternating current, and even your alternator in your car generates alternating current, and the reason that you have a rectifier bridge, a full-wave rectifier bridge, is to convert the AC to DC. Yeah, that all makes sense. But what's so great about his wind generator? Is it a turbine design? Is it multiple turbines? Is it fan blades? What's the deal?
His system's more efficient. I think that's one of the, you know, wind energy as it is has a lot of impedance. I mean, there's a lot of power loss. And so the conversion of the wind to power is not very efficient. And that's what the Cornell man was doing. Oregon, right now, they're using buoys and just the tide moving up and down. And that alone can generate power, just using the turning of the earth and the tides.
I think it's a fan blade system where you don't just have three blades sticking out. It's more like a jet engine fan blade.
So it's a turbine.
It catches 90% of the air that is going through it.
Yeah.
He picked up the efficiency mechanically.
That's a great
design. I looked at wind generators because I was thinking about putting one on the farm, and I looked at the three blade system, and I looked at five blades, seven blades, and there's a difference in efficiency, and some work better in fast winds, wind speed. Some work better in slow wind speeds. I mean, you could take a seven blade and a three blade, same physical dimensions, but the number of blades are different. And in the same wind, one may turn and the other may not, mm-hmm. because of the number of blades. And the one that I liked was the helical. I thought that was pretty cool. But wind turbine sounds good too.
Yeah. But the water filters, I just picked up a mini water filter, a Sawyer mini. Uh-huh. And it goes down to 1 micron, and it's like a $20 unit, and you can back flush it, and it'll do 100,000 gallons.
Well, really? 100,000 gallons?
Yeah, I think that's what they say.
Yeah, yeah, and the China
doing that thing. Never trust China, man. They have no due diligence on anything. I used to import synephrine and other kinds of chemistry from China, from the bitter orange, because it was cheaper than Europe. But China has no FDA kinds of regulation, and who knows what's going to land in L.A. China is terrible in the world from that point of view. You can't trust them for anything.
I think the company is in the United States, anyway.
Alan, let me just put this in perspective. How big is this device? You can put it in your pocket?
Yeah, it's probably the length of 3 fingers. You know, it's 5 inches long.
All right.
And it's a membrane filtration down to 1 micron.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna tell you a perspective that I think you ought to consider, and then you're not gonna believe what you just told me. Right. So a fuel tank like farmers have, 4 feet tall, 11.5 feet long. So a cylinder, okay, on its side, 4 feet tall. 11.5 feet long, holds 1,000 gallons. You're talking about 100 of them, right? 100,000 gallons?
I'm not sure. I'm not correct on the filtration. But
okay. Well, I just wanted to put in perspective. If you put that much water through this little thing, it's going to clog up no matter what. No matter what.
It's you're able to back flush it, and they give you a syringe to back flush it.
Yeah, you're going to be back flushing it like a lot.
Well, maybe the whole thing is $20.
Yeah, well, the price is to me, Alan. I'm not trying to beat you up. I just want to make sure that you understand, and our class understands. Some of these claims are beyond ridiculous, and that's one of them. And I'm not pointing at you, I'm pointing at the claim. If those guys are saying it, they're out of their minds.
All the air generators are DC, basically. This one, the wing generator, is basically AC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Cass, I just want to clarify a point. Generators produce alternating current. Now, wind generators produce alternating current. And to convert it to DC, there's a converter. It's usually a full bridge rectifier, okay, a diode rectifier. So alternators and generators produce alternating current. They are converted to DC, and that, just keep that in mind when you wonder what kind of electricity a generator produces. George is with us in New Hampshire. I just want to mention one quick thing. Tomorrow, hour number two, it's going to be just me, and I'm going to try my best to talk about how I do things that I've written in my book. You can't buy my book. I haven't published it, and I don't even know if I want to, but I've got my notes, and I'm going to be talking about how I do things, hour number two, tomorrow. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent, and hello, Dr. Rick. If you don't mind, may I just weigh in quick on the bully situation?
Sure.
All right. I was just going to say that Adolf Hitler, 36, violated the Versailles Treaty. In the Rhineland, he had his soldiers march through there, and it was demilitarized, and it was against the treaty. Now, years later, he got away with it, but years later, they had to fight a major war that maybe in excess of 50 million people were murdered and slaughtered in a war that could have been largely avoided and unnecessary, because it came out later on that, according to the German general staff, they had given orders amongst the generals that even if one French or one English division just put in an appearance on the horizon, didn't have to come into the region, just basically mobilized and just sat there on the horizon, they had orders to immediately withdraw. And not only immediately withdraw, they were going to kill Hitler right there and then in 1936. And they would have done it. Now, because they didn't make any kind of show of force, and I'm referring to, like, with your son, it never should have came to that where he was backed into a corner with those three guys, because, in other words, they were planning to basically not only knock him down, but they would have beat him and kicked him possibly to death. But what I'm saying, it was a failure on the part of the teachers because they could have suspended any one of those bullies. And at the same time, it's better to nip things in the bud because bullies are cowards. And the problem is with a coward is if you don't face them down sooner than later, it's going to escalate. It's going to get worse. And I went through a miserable situation. I'll make it short and sweet. I went through a miserable situation at the post office one time. Through a misunderstanding, this guy started picking on me. And it got to the point, I was on the job. I didn't want to lose the job, so I kind of just kind of tried to ignore it. Well, it came to the point where he happened to mention a Colt Python pistol, a 357 Magnum. He figured he'd scare me. Well, it just so happened I had recently acquired one, and I pointed out something and said something to him in such a way that he was known that not only was I familiar with it, not only did I shoot one, but I owned one. From that moment onward, he became extremely polite to me and was on his best behavior for the rest of the time because, like I said, I wasn't trying to intimidate, but I just put something out to him to say, hey, you know, by the way, guess what? I have one of those, and here's something else about it. What do you guys think?
I've got a comment on that. So many years ago, Mrs. Finelli was working for a large chemical company, and she was the senior person. She was hired as a consultant because the chemical company didn't have management that knew enough about math and computers to run the project. So my wife headed this project. She was not an employee. She was a consultant to DuPont. And there was this black girl. I'm going to tell it like it is. These are facts. And so this black girl attacked my wife, threw her down, sucker attacked her from behind because she was having a bad day. So we had a 357. I bought a 357. And so I took my wife out shooting her 357 Magnum. And my wife brought the target and stuck it on the bulletin board the next day. You know what? That's all it took. That's all it took. All just look at the, you know, the 10 ring and see how close the holes are to the 10 ring. What's that? Oh, that's a 357 hole. Yeah. So we did the same thing. And that was back in the 70s. So that's what my wife has. 357 Magnum. She likes them. Works well. Is my wife a bully? No. But that's how you respond to bullies, right? Rick, any quick comments?
Well, that's the way it works. Once they understand the rules of engagement, they often think twice before they pull out their own shit.
George, very quickly, is that story jive with what you're thinking?
Yeah, but did you notice the cowardly act of that other woman there by hitting your wife from behind? Showed she wasn't even secure enough to face her face to face. She had to come from behind.
Right. Right. And I'm not going to talk about the race issue because some races can get away with things that other...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.